All right, we are at just about now. We're at 10 minutes after 9 a.m., right on the dot. Before we hop into our guest, a quick reminder coming up in this hour. I got a pair of tickets for Fight Night 21 at Harvest Ridge. So be listening for the cue to call. Right now, I am with Trooper Ron Allen, and we are going to talk some safety. Good morning, Trooper Allen.
Good morning. She's fired up today, folks. I can tell you that. Just to prepare you for this listening.
I'm not going to sing, I promise. It's still in, I'm working on a new song. Everybody is aware that I rewrite.
Yeah.
I'm working on a new one, and it's fantastic.
I know. I'm no part of it.
Yeah. You'll be retired by the time I finish this.
That's right.
All right. So, on a serious note, seatbelts. We got some teenagers in Ohio who aren't wearing them. I saw an article this morning. I'll kick into this here to kind of give us a little spatial awareness here. There was an article this morning that I saw where they were talking about how in 2021, 63% of teen drivers were killed in crashes. They weren't wearing a seatbelt. And that percentage went up to 81% last year. Those kids could still be alive potentially if they would have wore their seatbelts.
Absolutely. And we talked a little bit before the broadcast here, and I will say that Holmes County, East and West, you know, I watch kids every day going and coming from school, and you hardly see any without. There's always a few. There always will be. But our compliance here in Holmes County for teens is outstanding.
It's fantastic.
Yes. And they're, you know, the word's out, and their parents and my parents and me, we didn't have a seatbelt. When I was a teen, I didn't wear my seatbelt. It wasn't a law. And I just, you know, there are certain people that did, but the majority of the people did not wear it. It wasn't a law. And I didn't wear it after it was a law. And so I became a trooper. It just...
Allen today.
Right. I mean, I'm a realist. And you just didn't grow up with it and you didn't do it. And just over the 29 years I've been on, I mean, you know, everyone, did you ever unbuckle a dead person, whatever? Yes. I mean, everyone, there's non-preventable crashes. I mean, that's just the way.
There's some. Nothing's coming out of that, no matter what.
Nothing's coming out. But I've seen so many that wouldn't have even went to the hospital that have died as a result of being ejected or something. Wouldn't even went to the hospital. And it, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, I'm a country boy, just, you know, farm boy, whatever, and we didn't wear seat belts and all that stuff. But you go out there for 29 years on the road, and you will see. And it's kind of tough to convince my era and above some people. And
I heard that.
And that's just who they are, and it's a law. But it really does affect. I always tell people that it's like getting on that roller coaster and not putting your seatbelt or not putting where they have the shoulders,
bars.
The bars, just getting in that. And that's what it's like. You don't expect to get in a crash when you leave here. You don't
not
expect
at all.
To get in a crash when you go in the grocery store. No one expects it. It's an unexpected. And that's what happens. And it's just like not putting that bar on, getting on the roller coaster. That's exactly what it's like when you're overturning and just you get thrown around, and yeah, your head area, mass contused, that's just what gets you. You're basically just vaulting around in that car. And if you have the seatbelt on, that's what contains you.
You become a projectile.
That's correct. That is
a human
correct.
Projectile. I was sitting here trying to think of the word I wanted while you were talking.
Yeah, that is correct.
And you know, I get that. Yeah, you know, my mom was kind of, you know, not so much on wearing herself, but she encouraged us to. And by the time I started driving, it was a thing. You needed to wear it. And now I don't let people ride in my car unless they're wearing their seatbelt. You got to buckle up.
Yep. That, like I said, there's always going to be, but we've had a way better compliance in the Wayne Holmes area than in the past. Like I said, you're always going to have the older generation, especially the younger generation coming up. I think it's going to be instilled in them, and they're going to instill it in their kids. It's just going to get progressively better. Like I said, I didn't grow up with it, and I don't know if I'd be wearing mine if I didn't become a trooper, to be honest with you. It just one of those things you grew up with, and then when you get out there and you see, and of course you're enforcing the law and everything. But yeah, it makes a solid difference.
It's got to be more of the seeing than just the enforcing, because you can enforce all the rules you want and not following them, but seeing
right.
the results of not doing that.
Absolutely.
You can't get that image out.
Absolutely. And it is a secondary violation. You have to have a primary offense, probable cause, like a speed, a stop sign.
For now.
One headlight for now. You can't just stop someone for not wearing their seatbelt. And I think eventually it will become a primary.
Governor DeWine is pushing for that right. very hard. So.
I have a feeling it will, not positive, but I think, you know, you're within the next couple years, if you're not wearing your seatbelt, you can be stopped for that. I think it will come to that. It's not at that right now. You have to have another violation in order to stop for that. But we'll see what goes. I'm not really in favor of having to have another violation. I mean, it's a law, mm-hmm. but that's just the way it goes. And I think that's going to be changed in the near future.
For sure. You know, you can be as confident in your driving as ever, but it's everybody else on the roads that you can't control how they're driving. And so you need to do everything you can to prepare yourself.
Absolutely. Like I said, no one expects to crash when they leave the house, but things happen, and that's the way it goes.
For sure. I always say it's better to be prepared than to be caught off guard.
That's right.
In this case, it's better to be prepared than become a projectile.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So anything else we need to touch base on here today? We're nope. driving that seatbelt home. Wear your seatbelt.
Yep. Just wear your seatbelt.
Now, do you guys see? It just popped into my head because that's how things are working this morning. It just, boop, there it is.
Yep. I told you, folks.
Do you see seatbelt usage drop off in the summer? Do you have more seatbelt violations in the summer? Because people are like, oh, just quick trip to the store. Oh, just got to run this. Like, and it's beautiful weather. They got the top down or the windows open, and they're jamming to WKLM because we play awesome music, you know.
Right. Probably a touch. But
We're getting many years of experience here. We're, what, 31
what's
years
that?
Of experience? You?
29.
29. Okay.
29. Yep, 29.
29 years of experience. We're pulling his brain here. What do you?
Absolutely. Yeah, probably to a degree, the summertime. Everyone's going faster. The sun's out. Everyone's in a better mood. And, you know, it's just the way it is. But, yep, just put your belt on and enjoy the summer.
And don't drive distracted.
Absolutely.
Pay attention.
Yep, absolutely. So.
Well, thank you for coming in.
You bet. I enjoyed it.
And that was Trooper Ron Allen from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. And we are going to take a wee little break here, and we'll be back with more on WKLM.